Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Premiership up for a contest in London. Europe struggles through the doubts about Gazprom. Will they turn the gas back on in these next days? And the ECB is charged with solving something that cannot be solved. How do you protect the economies of Europe from inflation at the same time you protect the economies of Europe towards from a recession? Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he's in London. He's in the London of the Wall Street Journal offices, which means he's protected from the molten landscape around him. London is touching an all-time record of 40 degrees Celsius. At the same time, this is a city that is not established to be Dallas or Houston or Atlanta or even New York in a heat wave. It is lightly air-conditioned. There are no breezeways. And the expectation is that you will never see 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, here it is. Joe, I thank you very much for making your way through the molten landscape to this, the conversation about another heated race, this one, the premiership of the Conservative Party. Boris Johnson is said to have held his last cabinet meeting. He was presented by his cabinet with a gift, first edition Winston Churchill, all wonderful. However, the contest for premier continues with an elimination race. It begins to look like the people going around and around and then stopping suddenly and their choices made. That's what it feels like, circling. And right now the headline is Rishi Sunak leads Tory race with Liz Truss closing in on Penny Mordaunt. We need to know a little bit about their policies, Joe, before we turn to the larger story of the economies of Europe and Britain. What do we need to know about Rishi Sunak, who was previously the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Liz Truss, who is the Foreign Minister in this present cabinet, and Penny Mordaunt, also a member of the cabinet at one time? What do we need to know about them?
Hey, John. Well, I think that the way to unpack this three-way race is to think that there are kind of two dimensions that each candidate is thinking about. I mean, for on the one hand, you know, they each have to come up with some position on fiscal policy. Are they going to tend to favor immediate budget balance, or are they going to want more of a Margaret Thatcher-style tax-cutting policy? And then the other fault line is going to be on various social issues, and are they going to want to come across as more socially conservative, or will they want to be a bit more socially liberal? And so if you kind of think about those two dividing lines, where the candidates tend to fall, Rishi Sunak, until recently the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is going for much more the fiscal hardline balanced budget now type on fiscal policy. He opposes immediate tax cuts. He thinks that that would be irresponsible, that it would blow out the government deficit. But my sense is that he's also a bit more liberal on social issues. You tend not to associate him with a particularly conservative line, especially on trans rights and gender issues, which have been contentious in this race. Liz Truss is kind of the opposite on both of those scores. She is much more in favor of a Margaret Thatcher-style fiscal policy that would involve using aggressive tax cutting right now to stimulate the economy, to get economic growth running again, to try to combat inflation, even at the expense of slightly higher government borrowing in the short term. And then she also is trying to run in a much more socially conservative lane. And then between the two of them, you have Penny Mordaunt, who is trying to take a very interesting path here, where she wants much more of the Thatcherite fiscal policy, but is more or less associated with somewhat more liberal social views. And she's now belatedly trying to contest that a bit. But it does seem to be pretty clear that she just is not as interested in social issues or has more liberal positions on those. And so that is the line that she's trying to navigate between these other two candidates.
And economic policy. You do write political economics for the Wall Street Journal. Is there some way to separate them in terms of, you mentioned tax cuts? What about the state intervening? I understand it's a completely different understanding of governance, but are any one of these three major candidates, now that Kemi Badenoch has dropped out, are any one of them for a smaller state or reducing the footprint of London?
Well, I think that to the extent any of them are, it would probably be Liz Truss. Although one of the things that's a little concerning about this is, I mean, you've absolutely hit on one of the big issues that the Conservative candidates should be talking about if they were going to talk about the economy, and that would be what should the role of the state in the economy be. What's conspicuous is how absent that question really has been from this debate. I mean, it has popped up a little bit in some of the televised debates that they were doing, but I don't think that any of the three candidates is really associated with a particularly strong view on that, or they kind of go in the other direction in favor of a somewhat more expansive state that will provide more social services, and then kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best in terms of paying for it later. So it's notable that most of the discussion here only concerns tax policy and what should be the revenue share of government in the economy. There is not nearly enough discussion about the government expenditure. What should the government be spending money on, and what are the relationships between that spending and economic growth?
I think I say correctly that Great Britain, surprisingly, has one of the worst performing economies in the OECD, if not the worst. Are they speaking to that as they debate among themselves?
Yes, I mean, there's definitely a lot of concern about that, both because the forecasts are dire. I think that it's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is expecting that the UK is going to be the slowest growing economy out of the G7 next year, partly because I think there's also an understanding on some level that the economy got the Conservative Party into this mess in the first place. I mean, you and I have discussed the circumstances surrounding Boris Johnson's stepping down many times before, and although nominally that always seemed to be about scandals to do with parties that he had held during the pandemic lockdown, or various sex scandals involving members of parliament and his own party, the real vulnerability there was the weak state of the economy. And so I think that there's been a recognition that the Conservative candidates need to have a viable answer for that. They are focusing on tax cutting as a form of stimulus. But I think partly it's a function of the very abbreviated scope of this campaign, which is happening in a matter of days instead of weeks. They haven't really gotten into the deeper issues that you would have hoped that they would cover.
Protocols, this round robin, musical chairs, whatever it's called, is going to come to two candidates eventually, sometime soon. There's a lot of pledging, backroom maneuvering, the wonderful part of politics. And then those two candidates, if I understand it correctly, will tour Great Britain, tour all constituencies or just the ones that invite them? And this process will spill out into September. Is that correct, Joe?
Yes. I mean, basically what you're seeing on the news right now is a form of primary that is going on, but the primary electorate here is only the 300 plus Conservative members of parliament. And so as we do these successive rounds of voting, there was one yesterday, there was one today, and I think the final one is expected tomorrow, that's going to get us from three candidates down to two. It has only been Tory MPs who are doing the voting, with the idea that once you do have a final two, it goes to a vote of the entire party membership. And so this isn't going to be like an American primary where if you're a registered voter, you have an opportunity to vote. You have to have registered with the party as a member. And I think, in fact, the Conservatives might have a rule that you have to have been a member for several months before this race started in order to qualify to vote.
Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes a political economics column. He's based in London. The largest story of Europe in the crisis of Ukraine, in the crisis of the climate, in the crisis of recovery from the pandemic, if it is a recovery. When we come back, the euro, the currency, is troubled. Why? I'm John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?